The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Ladies and gentlemen, from My Wife Hates Me, Rich Voss.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposite.
Hold on.
But this seems more like a suicide.
Stop. The music was first. Then my intro. You've done 10 of these, you fucking idiot. Okay, but that's okay. Thank you for coming out, folks. We're going to have a great time. We don't have as many people as the Kindler show, but I promise you it'll be a better ending, okay? All right, and I see this is going to be work, but it's going to be fun. How happy is housekeeping going to be here tomorrow when they all get their free Morgan Murphy and Dennis Miller CDs? Anyhow, I didn't mean to attack you in the back. I'm just a creep. And thank you for doing this. And thank you for having us as the headlining podcast, you know. And we want to thank all the other opening podcasts before us, because they're good kids. It's my pleasure to bring up my better half, Bonnie McFarland, folks. Bonnie McFarland.
Just a really strong start, Rich. Really strong. You just fucking, whoa. You came in, you said your funny bits that you had prepared. You went over in the hotel room a few times with me. You said it right. Good job.
Well,
fantastic. Look at all the people.
There's the same industry here that we saw at Stand Up New York last week in New York.
Yeah, okay? This is so fantastic.
Now, here's the thing, real quick. I introduced you as Bonnie McFarland,
yeah,
but you changed your name to Voss.
Yeah.
How come you don't want to be intro that way?
It's well, if I just use the name Bonnie Voss, it's a bit of a cock block. So when a lot of times people don't know you, and I can still maybe a little late. This festival has treated us like shit. I can't believe we fucking showed up. I said, no, I'm not going. And then he was like, but something might happen. You know, he's so like, oh, the desperation just pouring off of him. So we came, we said to them, oh, can we fly out of Newark? No, they said to us. You can't fly. You got to drive all the way to LaGuardia, which, as everyone knows, is in a third world country. And we had to fly out of fucking LaGuardia. We asked, can we drive? They said, no, because you know why? You might make a little. We said, give us the money for the ticket and we'll drive. And they said, no, we don't want you to make any money at all. Well, that's it. You might actually leave that festival ahead a little bit.
Well, let me explain it better, because she's stupid. They said, okay, fly to LaGuardia. And we said, how about Newark? And they go, we'll give you $400 each travel money to fly to Newark, because we live by Newark. So we said to each other, hey, why don't we drive up? Then we could bring our daughter, and we'll take the $800 and pay for travel. And they said, no.
Get a couple of falafels, maybe. Yeah. They said, no, we don't want you to have the fucking falafels.
So they said, no. So, and they go, but you know, we are getting $50 each per diem. And
oh, I didn't.
Well,
I didn't see any of that.
That's because I got to pay. I got to pay for the parking at LaGuardia. Anyhow, okay, it's $40 a day. So,
oh my God.
So then they, you know, this is the show we're doing. We're not doing any nighttime shows. But then they were nice. They called our management, Fly By Night Management, and they said, would Bonnie and Rich like to do two shows? One was
gratis.
One was 30 miles outside of Montreal for free.
And the other one was in Detroit.
So
we said no.
We passed.
And then this is how they get us back. They won't fucking put artist on our passes.
They put
industry.
Fucking industry.
Industry, our natural enemy, they put on our passes. That's like if we were Crips and they gave us passes that said Bloods.
I know.
How dare you?
I can't even get a meeting with myself. That's how.
We've been ignoring industry. Each other just because we see the passes. So we do have a guest marriage counselor. You know, obviously we don't need it. We get along great. But I want him to come up. We're thrilled to have him here. He is a recent JFL award winner. Okay, please welcome Bill Burr. Bill Burr. Bill, I know this
What's
is
going
like
on?
You're
How
exhausted
you?
Since you won your award. You've been up for like 48 hours.
I'm exhausted because I boozed last night till like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, because it's so exciting to win the Comedy Award here at Just
It was more thrilling
Career.
Than your travel.
What's that?
It was more thrilling than your travel. That was like brutal. They gave us free tickets. We had to go to an airport. What the fuck are you complaining about? They gave me free fucking tickets. What if we saved the fucking money? You're going to drive up the 87? That's the most depressing fucking drive
ever.
That
we could take... See, I knew this was a mistake. Rich was like, let's get Bill Burr. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. We were going to bring our daughter with us. And then, it was costing a lot of money.
Parents
to get
always
extra
do
ticket.
This. Whenever you call them on this shit, they brag the fucking kids out. It was for our child.
We've done it in the front, Bill, okay? And we want people to know that.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. We've been up here 5 minutes. He's sleeping. The guy that started entertainment is falling asleep.
That's all right, man.
That's fine. Give it the sound of my voice is, does that to people.
No, give it to him, man. It's the time. 4:45. 4:45 to 5:17. It's over, man. You wake up fresh as a daisy. I love the old man afternoon nap. I give in to him. I used to fight him. I don't anymore.
You just do it?
I might nod off during one of my boring stories in the middle of this. I'm excited to be on your guys' podcast.
We're excited to have you.
Believe it, Bonnie. I am.
I don't believe it, but comment. Yeah, no. I know the other shoe's going to drop. I wanted this podcast to be about traveling with your spouse. I have some issues. I actually have the pros and cons of going to a comedy festival with Rich Voss.
Okay.
Have you?
You're gonna get the pros.
Is
out of the
your
way
wife
real
with
quick.
You? Is your wife? Yeah. I'm gonna save the pro for last. Yeah.
First of all, Bonnie's Canadian, so she's been doing this festival forever, and she thinks, it's no, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm Canadian, but for me,
I call it juste pour rire.
I didn't get it. But, you know, it's just, it's not, it's ego and respect. That's all it is for me. I don't give a fuck if I do the festival. It's about, hey, ask me. Just like when they ask to do the shows, I said, no, it's out of respect.
Oh, you want them, you just want everything to ask you. And then, can they get a guarantee before they ask you that you're going to say no? Because I think more people might ask if they knew. Just saying.
Well, just out of respect. See, you don't, this, it's a thing. I guess it's a dude thing, being respect. You know what I'm saying when it comes to respect.
I don't quite know what you're saying. You're saying they asked you to come here. You are here. So there
must
have been
50-year-old men are like, dude. That's fun.
Some sort of respect?
No, when they don't ask you. Listen, let's move on and go on to what she, what I'm saying is, like, I was up here 4 or 5 years ago doing a nasty show, and it was a lot of fun. So you'd think you'd get a call 1 or 2 years later. You know what I mean? But it's disrespectful, don't you think? You know what I'm saying? No, you don't.
He just won a fucking award at this festival.
I just think...
Yeah, he's got respect in the bank.
I don't get it because you're here right now.
It took 4 years from the last time.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, like, there's a lot of comics. I mean, every 3-4 years I come up here, whatever. I went 97 to 2004.
Yeah, but you come
How did
up-
I get sucked into this?
I don't know. You're his friend. I don't know. You must have known he was going to be like this. Okay, number
and
one.
Wait, hold on, too. This is a podcast, not like a stand-up show where there has to be laughs nonstop. You get what I'm saying?
This feels like a private conversation. Like, this feels like something that you'd call me up and be like, dude, I can't believe it's been 4 fucking years. You're like airing it out in the conference room at the festival. It's not a good look. It's not good look. You should be sitting there like, yeah, they're lucky to have me. And then later on the side, out of the side of your mouth.
No, Rich,
dude,
Rich.
It's been 4 fucking years. How long did it take you to...
There's not been one conversation that Rich has had privately with someone where he wasn't like, I wish there was 40 people here listening. So this is perfect for you. All right.
All right. So what do you got, Bonnie?
Cons.
I wrote shit, too.
Well, is your wife here with you?
No.
No, you don't travel together?
No, we do. She tends to go to the fun cities. This is, you know, she's never there.
Oh, Montreal is not considered
one of
the fun.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Jesus Christ.
Shit.
I did the wrong setup there. No, I mean, like, she's not there for me when I go to Columbus. But if I go to New York, usually Montreal, she wanted to come to this. We had water damage in the house, so she's going to fucking deal with that. So
let's not talk about that stuff.
That's riveting.
Am I out of my mind? Did you not ask me the fucking question? Quit dumping the misery of your relationship onto me. I didn't have to fucking be here. I could have been sleeping. Why are we facing them like they're going to ask us like a fucking, like this is a town meeting and they want to know where the funds went? Shouldn't we be facing each other so I can have a better conversation with you? How about this? This would be a little bit better. Sorry. Don't mean to be rude.
No, you're a controlling fuck. Okay.
No,
do whatever you want.
It's a nice suggestion.
You piss everybody off.
I know. It's weird. I knew that, though, because Bill and I have... I don't know if you... Do you feel like we have...
We have
I
a
feel
horrible
like I
relationship.
I can't
get off the ground with her. When I first met her in like 96, we had great conversations, and somewhere
I don't
towards
remember
the,
those,
towards the end
to be honest with
of
you.
Bill Clinton's administration, I don't know what happened. Sometime around 9/11, it's just we just don't connect.
Well, she won't do 69 with me, and we've been married 9 years. Okay,
what does that have to do with?
I'm just saying things that she won't do.
Oh. Also, I won't do a working vacation, which I feel like that's the same thing.
I think you guys need to take a break. I think you guys, maybe you ought to have a guy's night out. And the ladies, it's probably not healthy for you guys. Did you tour together constantly?
No. Well, we used to. When,
yeah, you can't do that.
No, back when we were still having sex, and we would go.
Tell them about, you don't want to tell them about Pittsburgh? No, Cincinnati. When Bonnie and I first started dating and stuff, and
you didn't wait for my answer.
Oh, and I it was when I was in my peak, which things are coming back. I'll tell you some of the stuff that's happening later. We were working, and my audience at that time were creeps. You know the audience. They're just fucking the horrible ONA audience.
Oh, I know. I know the story.
Some of them are good. So Bonnie was in Cincinnati. You know, she was having some good show, some bad show. You know, she never did this. But in Cincinnati, she killed. And at the end of the show, she raised her hands and yells, "Good night, Cincinnati," like she was doing a fucking stadium, okay? She was at a half-full funny bone.
Thank you, Cincinnati.
Thank you, Cincinnati.
So I'm going to call my DVD. So this is one of the cons about traveling. Great story.
Was that connected to anything? Like, I don't know, it's just like...
What?
So like I just got led down a hallway and there was just nothing there, and then I turned around, you were gone. Like
that didn't make sense.
Well, it was the story itself made sense, but it was just incongruous.
Connected.
It didn't have anything to do with what we were talking about.
Well, what the $50 per diem. What
he wants to always tell like stuff that pisses him off about me, but then clearly he has to go back like 10 years.
Oh no.
In order to do that.
Go ahead.
This is uncomfortable.
it always is.
Okay, so the
Come on, guys, there's got to be some sort of light here.
What?
All right, so go ahead. Yes,
what do you want us to do? Start making out?
No, I know.
We haven't
I want
kissed
you to do what
in
you do.
5 years. We're not going to start now.
Look, I put her hair out of her face.
That's very nice. See, wasn't that nice? You need every once in a while, if you could just do that as you're trashing each other, it'd be wonderful.
No, you just... Go ahead. Stop.
So one of the cons of traveling with Rich Voss is he has to get everywhere really early. Like, he's constantly... So we had to get... We always have to get to the airport, extremely early, and then sit there for hours and hours, and I just have to listen to him complain. But it's not just going to the airport. It's like everywhere you have to get there early. Like, parties, we always have to get there early. Like, how many times we sat outside the Caroline's Christmas party for, like, half an hour before it opened?
Why do you do that?
Because I'm very... punctual, and the thing is, you never know what could happen. Like, if you're running she'll run the last fucking minute. She doesn't care.
Like a Christmas party, that's gonna go for 4 hours.
Well, he thinks the start time is the time that you have to get there on a party. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always like, no, you can be a little, like, sometimes I'll tell him.
We
an hour
just
and a
step
half
away
later
a little bit. Step
time.
Away a little bit. Give her a chance to finish getting ready.
No, but it's not
is that
just
a slam
that.
On me?
Well,
I
no.
finished today.
No, it's
Bill.
Just I know what he's doing that guy thing.
No, when we went at the 4th of July party, we did get there before.
He hadn't taken his shower yet. He was like, let me just take
the host,
my shower.
The host. Okay, but it was in Long Island, so you never know the traffic coming from Jersey. And the thing is, it all breaks down to our gigs. Like, if say, not on the road, but when we're working the city and you got a certain spot, this and that, if she's running late, I'm driving, the stress is, I don't want to stress out, are we going to miss the spot? It's not about the money, it's just if I'm going to New York to work in New York, I want to do my spot, But she doesn't give a fuck because... she's not driving, and there's no. And she just sits in the car, puts on her, does her little games. Crossword. She reads, fucking reader. And the stress is on me. You see what I'm saying? To get there. So so I want to leave early. So to take away this. I have a stressful life with her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Does that make sense?
I think he's having a hard time knowing who to side with. Like, he just doesn't want to. Look at his body language. He's like, if I could not be on the stage.
You don't have to side. You can maybe just give out some good, you did. You said step back a little. And then
just come away a little bit. Or lie about what time the spot is, Just make it earlier than it really is. And then she'll think that you're giving her time,
And then we'd have to sit outside of Caroline's for an hour.
Then he lets you get ready at your pace, so then you leave.
It's not about me getting ready. It's really, look, Bill.
Look, I can't help you guys.
No.
I didn't come here to fucking do this. I have nothing invested in this. Okay, I came down here to have
supposed
a good time.
Supposed to use your relationship as a sort of barometer of like, oh well, we do this or, you know, something. Do you?
Oh, I just give in to the fact that it takes a woman a longer time to get ready, and I just sit down and I watch TV until she's ready.
That doesn't sound like a Neanderthal at all. I just women take long to get ready.
Well, I thought that was me being courteous. Rather than dragging you out the doors, you're doing your crosswords, putting your fucking earrings on. I thought I was being a good guy. I kind of feeling like no matter what I say, you're just going to shit all over me.
No,
it was
I'm
a
not.
Very,
I'm
a
not
very nice thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nice well, thing. I'm not going to shit all over you, but it did sound like it's not about me getting ready.
Because everything goes into your brain like a fucking minus sign. That's what it is. It's like...
Thank you.
Two negatives equal another negative. It's like it doesn't even mathematically make sense. That was a fucking wonderful thing that, you know, I'm giving you time. Hypothetically, I'm giving you time to get ready.
I don't need
what do you want
to
do? You
want
to put it
ready.
Up? You want to blow it out? I'm fucking sitting here. Let me know when we're leaving.
He's arguing the wrong thing. That's
no, I'm
point.
On his side.
No, I know you are. I know this. I knew this was what was going
to
happen.
What, it's giving not, you more time to get ready?
I don't need more time to get ready. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm not going to fucking say it again, Bill.
Oh, yes, you
do. I don't
do.
Need more time to get ready. I need for him to not leave so early. That's the point. So that we don't get there so early.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess, Rich, you got to fucking relax.
Judy Gold. Judy Gold.
Just
one question.
Yes.
Who the fuck goes to the Carol Ann's Christmas?
Yeah. You're right.
There's only a few things Rich wants to do, and that is one of them.
There's something about it. Because now, when I used to go to the Caroline's Christmas party, now when I go there, I'm the second or third biggest act. So it's kind of like people are all fucking kissing up to me. You know what I mean? So I like to make a fucking little cameo. Oh, there's Rich Voss. You know, and then I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Just for, it's all ego.
Right, because you like to say all the time, like, I'm the biggest act here, right?
Yeah.
That's like your thing.
Yeah. What the fuck? In the elevator. Well, go ahead. So, next.
Why don't you just say, Rich, it's going to be okay. Just say that, like, I would say 40 times an hour to just calm him down.
We got to go.
Rich, it's going to be okay.
Going to be
it's
okay.
It's not going to be any traffic. There you go. See, I feel good.
You want to tell about her? This Monday, I'm going to fucking throw water on him.
No, let him
sleep. No, just let him sleep.
Let him sleep. Yeah.
Jesus.
I'd rather he was sleeping.
It's natural. The man is tired. His body's
wait.
Taking over. Just let it happen.
Jesus Christ.
I got some more comfy ones over there if you want more cushion.
But sometimes these situations get too uncomfortable.
You
people
can go in
like
our dressing room.
Asleep.
There's couches.
Like, yeah. Their body shuts down.
Okay.
I think that's what's happening.
Well, all right. Now go ahead. Now there's only two wise men left.
Incense and myrrh.
Monday, which you're against, but I got a hole in one, and I called her.
That's
I was
great.
Excited. My first one ever, and I'm so excited. Okay, and she goes, was it on a par four? How the fuck are you getting on a par four? And I go, no, a par three. She goes, call me when it's on a par four. You know.
Man.
Right? The most.
That's fucking hilarious. You got a recording of that? I want to listen to that. That's funny as hell. I would love to hear the silence after she said that, listening to your...
The most,
I didn't know on a par three it was that big of a deal.
No,
I
mean, the most important moment in my life, probably.
The most important moment in your life was getting a hole in one on
yes.
a par three.
What else is going to top that? Please, I could always get
children,
married.
You have children?
How hard is it to shoot another load? What I'm saying. What? I'm sorry. I mean, every time I look at Judy, I feel like I'm looking at my sister going, ugh. And anyhow, then I called her later on that day. And she goes, oh, what did you bowl a perfect game?
Come on, man. That's hilarious, though. That's funny.
Yeah. No, I laughed. It is funny. But
I know what you mean. Every once in a while, you don't want to be sitting at the table. You want the woman you love to say, hey,
and
a boy. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So I would have gone. I don't ever want him to feel, you know, complacent. I want him to always be striving for the next goal.
Oh, there you go. Well, I would have got rid of one of those jokes. Either no bowling joke and you do the golf joke. Or no
I didn't
golf
see it
joke
as a joke.
The oh, you didn't? Jesus, dude. Wow.
Was your wife supportive?
Yes.
What kinds of things does she say to you?
Just in general. She's, well, would you like to memorize some phrases?
Yes.
Just announce them like a robot.
Like learning another language.
That's good, Rich. I am proud of you. Now you'll say, that's good, Bill. I mean, Rich, I am proud of you. You earned it. What is she? Well, it depends on the situation. She's happy for me. She was upset that she wasn't there when I won the award. She wanted to hear the, you know, all the little goings on and that type of stuff. Yeah, she's supportive.
She didn't say, oh, you didn't win the comedy one too?
No.
That's what she...
No, she breaks my balls about dumb shit.
Oh, see, there you go. That's like a, you know...
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
You don't want to be too... You want someone that's just like... I mean, you know,
this really is about you and your walled off.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You're walled off emotionally, so you can't open up, or at least with this group, so you're not going to be like, that's like too... you're doing like that thing, so... I'd say maybe a little work in that area, and you need to... Stop catastrophizing, thinking that
stop
the fucking
what?
Catastrophizing. You, like it's a,
oh, catastrophizing.
Yeah, like you literally see. It literally, as I'm giving him advice, she's still giving me shit.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's like I didn't
every
I didn't
day.
Hear the
every
word.
Day.
I just needed to. I just needed to clarify.
It's this.
It's just, every day.
It's like a fucking mitt
you know
in your face,
is?
Constant.
Because she sees me
constant.
As- She sees me as
I feel
as her.
Bad for you, Rich.
What's that?
I feel bad for you.
So this is like, seriously? This is...
Yeah, because the last two podcasts, they were on your side, but now he
no,
can
I
read...
knew. I knew it.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah, because she has a certain idea of who I am because of my act, never really having hung out with me. So that's basically what it is.
Well, here's the thing with her.
That's bullshit. Don't put
Where
that on me.
Where have I hung out
me?
With you
other than a green room?
You don't know shit about me.
I
you don't.
I might not know shit about you. That's
well,
true.
You.
But I have talked to you on many occasions.
Let's not get too deep, but what I'm saying, okay?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to do that. Let's keep this nice and fucking.
Yeah, let's. Oh, man. We have Jeffrey Gurry in here.
The press is in the house. We've got to be careful what we say.
What I'm saying with Bonnie. See, now I lost my train of thought. Bonnie,
brutal.
Here's the deal
it's
with
brutal.
Bonnie. Here's the deal.
See, I'm making jokes, Bill. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know. Okay, go ahead. Let's.
No, here. This is.
I'm just saying it. Yeah, you're a bit of a buzzsaw.
I love.
Look,
Bonnie,
if we were
listen.
Just doing radio, okay, and we were just joking around and that type of shit, but you're actually asking me to help you guys out.
We're not that's the problem, because we're not actually asking you to help our relationship out. That's just like a...
Oh, so this is all just like a...
Yeah, I mean, it's like all kind of bullshit. We're not really married. You know that, right?
Okay.
supposed
so,
to be
okay,
fun.
So then what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to not really do jokes? Am I supposed to be serious? What am I supposed to do here?
This has to be
one of the most awkward moments on your podcast. Please tell me.
You're supposed to tweet and get 50 more people in. I'm just fucking.
I didn't know.
Oh my God! This is just fucking. No, you know what it is? You guys really just needed a break from shitting on each other. You needed somebody else here to
we
fucking
do,
dump
we
on.
We do
I was in such a fucking
have,
great mood.
Yeah,
I was in a great fucking mood.
No, this
had a
is
nice,
fun.
Healthy fucking lunch.
Here's the deal. What are you doing?
Oh, he's got
at?
An I'm exclusive.
Jeffrey's already writing a bad review of this with one index finger. Are you tweeting?
No, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. The problem is she's not hearing what she wants to hear. So, and I'm not turning against. Listen, if it came down to it, I'm going to always stick up for Bonnie, but not on the podcast.
That is not true. No,
I always stick up for you. Never stick up for me. When we go out and I start fights, like in Dunkin' Donuts, you'll always take the side of the fucking guy at Dunkin' Donuts or something. Whatever. We've gone over this, but the problem is because the last two podcasts we did with Live. we had with Norton and Bennington, they took her side, and Voss is an asshole, Voss is an asshole, you know, and it was funny, but you know how to read her. That's why you two are like fucking, you know, oil and whatever, vinegar, you know.
Is it oil and vinegar?
We get along very well on a salad. Maybe.
You know, oil and vinegar just pushed me more over to Bonnie's side.
You know what I mean? Okay, you're like Hamas. Well, anyhow, so you call her out, but the other guys weren't calling her out, and that's why you're kind of falling apart. And you knew this was going to happen.
I'm not falling. Emma, do I seem like I'm falling?
No, not
apart.
Falling apart. You're just, you know, you're being aggressive. So tone it down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that there's a. These two comedians here, these two men that I've got to, I better, yeah. Do you guys want something to drink? Do you want something?
How? No, wait, no. Really? The sexist card? What the fuck was sexist there? Jesus
Christ.
Well,
I don't
Christ.
See anyone
you get backed
else
in a corner
being
and you throw your clam on the table
down.
And you get the fucking Oprah applause break. What in the fuck was sexist about that? Can you? The hands over the head like Springsteen just finished the fucking unfucking believable. The fucking clam card in 2014 is so fucking over fucking. Shut the fuck up. Jesus fucking Christ.
To me, I don't think there's enough women on this podcast. We should have more women in it. Just fucking start one.
Just start one and be funny and quit your fucking bitching. I'm so fucking sick of that shit.
Do you think women are funny?
Yeah.
Jesus, our movie's coming out August 26th.
August 26th.
By the way, women aren't
unbelievable.
Funny.
Unfucking. Right. Unbelievable with that shit.
Let's move on with...
No, I feel like that you brought up a good point, which is you are filled with anger.
But he's helping out.
And that might be one of the issues.
No,
I
openly admit that I have major anger issues, yeah. Without a doubt. But
across
aside
the board,
from that, that
not
was not a
just
sex. Besides
women.
From that, that was not a sexist moment. There was nothing remotely sexist about that. You got backed into a corner, and you threw out the give me an applause break line, and it fucking works every time. And it
I
gains
was told
this
to tone
momentum
it down, and so
of,
I did
of,
make a
horseshit.
Joke about it, and I'll tell you what, I apologize. I know that's not cool to do as a comedian, but I'll do it here.
Well, as a Jew,
I can't see that. I can't even tell if that was serious or not.
Well, I mean, I made a fucking joke, and then you lost your mind, which was funny, and I love that you did that. I mean, it was finally, we got something out of you. But
that's not. That's just because I haven't been agreeing with them. This is the thing. Why it took me so long to get fucking married, because I saw these married guys. I saw what the shit was like. There's basically, it's like my wife will do this thing where they pretend like they want your opinion. They just want you to agree with them. They'll just be like, hey, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? What do you want to do? Oh, you want to get Italian? You know, I want to get Italian. Really? It fucking comes around, and you just end up getting what they get, and I already feel myself just being like, it's not worth it. 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 It's not worth it.
You can say whatever you want to make.
Can I just
good.
Make a suggestion? Why don't you just come home with Italian, and then maybe some flowers.
And what are you going to bring to the table?
I don't know. Fucking pussy.
Well, guess who's not getting flowers?
The pussy's kind of useless
without a
dick.
You want to really have a discussion about it.
I don't know if you've noticed that. Sort of a set.
I will say this. I don't know what he said.
They're sort of co-headlining, aren't they? The pussy and the dick.
Okay.
They're both necessary in a heterosexual relationship. You're correct.
Yes. Thank you.
The truth of it is that the thing about, like, who, you know, does somebody really want an answer to their question, or that's like on both sides, both men and women. People do that. You know, they want someone to agree with them.
Well, Bonnie,
fair
here's
the
deal
not?
With, here's the, what I'm dealing with.
No, I would definitely say that is fair, but I'm just saying, like, the minutia of whatever the fucking word is of a relationship is what slowly kills a guy.
Okay, here's the... Hold on, give me a...
It does.
Wait,
just
I don't...
That fucking...
But what just, is, I don't understand what the minutia is. What are you talking about?
I don't understand like, what
the
minutia
needling,
is.
Needling, you're talking about like... Needling, that's the part you think kills a guy?
Oh, really? Yeah.
The constant that, needling.
No, not like that. Just that constant, just planning of things that you know the guy doesn't want to do. And then you ask him if he wants to do it. And then if you say, no, I don't want to do that. Like my wife one time was saying, hey, my girlfriend is having a birthday party. And it's going to be a 1930s themed thing. And everybody's going to dress up like fucking Charlie Chaplin or some shit. And she goes, do you want to do that? And I went, no.
You didn't want to do that?
Yeah, I was like, no, I don't want to fucking do that. And then it just became this big fucking thing that I didn't want to do it. So it kind of annoyed me by the end. It's like, well, why do you ask me?
Right.
If you just want me to do, just say we're doing this.
You have to do this.
Yeah. Right. It's like that shit.
If it was a 19...
Like look, when I my wife can't stand sports. I would never be like, do you want to go to a football game? And then when she doesn't, just nag the shit out of her until she goes there. And then like I could actually enjoy it knowing she's fucking miserable. Like I couldn't do that
right.
to her.
Right.
So... That's what I'm saying.
Well, you guys work on your stuff, on your relationship. Like we,
yeah,
see, here's
yeah,
the problem. When here's the deal. We're comics, and to be a comic, you got to be fucking sick. It's a needy occupation. It's like, oh, validate me, you know, because my parents, whatever. And and for a guy, it's even tougher. But as a female in this business who has it a little tougher, which I do agree with, okay. She's very needy, and like
I don't know. Was that a compliment or not? That wasn't.
No. What I'm saying is, when you're that needy, like when you called your mom a couple weeks ago, and told her all your last couple month accomplishments. Hey, I just finished my book, this and that, and what you were really saying is, do you love me, mommy?
And but now, mom, do you love me now?
So, as a married to a comic. I have to not only deal with regular relationship bullshit in life, I have to deal with her comic bullshit. Do you see what I'm saying? How fucking, like...
Yeah, but I can't side with you on that one. It's not like she became a comic while you married her. I mean, you knew what she knew she was a comedian.
Yeah, but I didn't know she was fucked up in the head.
Yeah, you did. She's a comedian.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you were a comedian for like 20 years before you met her, so, I mean, we're all fucking nuts.
Yeah, I know, but if we drive
you fucked
home...
up, Rich.
No.
I don't tell you. You should have married a civilian. You got to find a saint. Saints marry comedians and tolerate us.
But she's so hot. I mean, when I met her. But,
My God.
No, she... you know what I'm...
She looks great.
I know she
does.
She
looked like a rock star earlier. I thought she was wonderful.
Don't try it.
I said that to you. I take the she compliment, does. Bonnie. I said something nice to you.
She's been doing
CrossFit. And I meant it. It came from the heart.
She's been doing CrossFit.
Stop.
So, you know what I mean? I made her. So, I said CrossFit.
He did one time say to me.
You know how mean that would be to give your wife for like her birthday? A guy, some get like P90X.
Yeah. No, he's.
You guys have that up here? Sorry, it's a workout thing.
He told me one time I wasn't that fat, and then that's when I started working out.
Yeah, man, you can't say that. That's fucking brutal.
Well,
one time he came up behind me, like grabbed my boobs, and I go, oh, don't, I'm fat. He goes, not here.
Yeah.
Which is the exact wrong.
Rich, you're losing me. The last 10 minutes, you've been losing me. I'm still going back to Bonnie's side.
Go ahead. Do you have anything else about the festival?
I'm scared of Bill. I feel like I'm on eggshells.
Don't worry. Please, everybody that gets your career takes off.
You're creating eggshells, Bonnie.
Listen.
I'm the problem.
Right back. You had 50% of it.
Oh, that's nice. I thought you were going to say 75. Okay, this is one of the things about like just being on the road with Rich that he's got weird eating habits. And here, for whatever reason, he wants to eat off the trucks all the time. He's like every meal. He's like, let's go to the trucks. Yeah.
He does. He has food truck tattoos. You do. You look like a grill chef. I want to see him in that little white hat. Let me get two in a raft. Two in a raft.
I'll get more respect from the trucks than I will from this festival, okay? Nothing.
Oh, yeah, it's all right.
I mean, this
is
a great turn up. It's the middle of the day, man. That's a great fucking turn up.
Oh, yeah. I fucking love
positive.
It. All right, enough Gandhi. Go ahead.
It really does flip-flop.
I know, enough. It's always so easy to be positive when you're doing fucking theaters. Shut up. You weren't that positive 5 years ago. When you were doing fucking shows on buses at the World Series, okay? So.
I never did that gig, you dumb fuck. I never did that gig. I passed it off to somebody else, and I've been sworn to secrecy. I never said who did that fucking gig. And that was an easy gig.
But I do remember that. That was at the cellar that night. Yeah.
Who did it?
Huh?
Who did it? Come on.
No, I'm not. I said I wouldn't say, so I'm not.
Matt Arise.
No. No, I like Joe. I wouldn't do that to him.
So what else?
So, always wanted to eat at the trucks, and this morning I got up before Rich. I went down. I got him from the food court. I got two egg sandwiches, some fruit, some orange juice, some coffees, brought it up to the room. And you would think, you know, opening the curtains and the sun shining in,
very
and
nice.
There's a breakfast there, and that he'd be like, wow, this is amazing. He goes, you should have got it from the trucks. Why didn't you get it from the trucks? This is what I have to deal with.
Does he take any, like, anti-anxiety medication or something?
He does, but he'll chip it on his tooth because he's, you know, he's an addict, and so he's scared. Like, so he just,
oh, all right.
That'll do me. Like, even the Viagra, you know, he will cut it in half. That's what I'm worth to him. Because he says, like, a Viagra is, like, worth $10. And, then, you know, to fuck me is only $5. You know what I mean? Like, oh.
Yeah. Well, because sometimes I'll take it and then she doesn't want to do it. What the fuck?
I always want to do it. I just...
That is hilarious. You should do that. Just leave him with the fucking hard on. Yeah, I'm not feeling it anymore. And then he's going to walk around with it. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Well, for a while, I thought something bad does happen, but it is nothing. It's just nothing. Like, it's not like you get a hard-on. It doesn't give you a hard-on.
Well, neither do you.
I'm
That's
still
why
giving
I take
you
it.
A hard-on.
What?
I love how it just ends at some unbelievably bleak place, and then there's this awkward silence, and then you go, okay, next subject.
So we got to the hotel room. Rich always has this thing where when we're traveling together, he has to go to the grocery store, get stuff, put it in the... If we don't have a fridge, he, you know, buys one. No, he, like, gets a fridge from the... It's like, it's whatever. He's got his weird things. That's fine.
I like to eat healthy on the road.
Okay.
As long as it's at the trucks. So that's the other thing. Like, everything he eats, he's like, oh, this has got so much butter in it. Oh, it's delicious. Oh, my stomach. Oh, it's like this. It's crazy. The amount of emotions that it's just a mixed bag of emotions when you're eating. Right. You never know if you're happy or you're,
well,
you hate yourself.
Listen, I had a lobster roll last night off the truck. It was so fucking good. But I would never eat that much butter. But it was, so, you know what I mean? You don't.
He's a mess.
It's like I'm living with an Olsen twin. It's like craziness.
Judy's not fucking laughing. She's agreeing. She's sitting here like this. Yeah.
Well, she's okay. Agreeing with me.
No,
so.
I'm just really happy I'm a lesbian.
Doing so much for the same-sex community, yes. So we went down, we got waters from the thing, and then he was like worried. From the supermarket. So then he goes, I should get six. He's worried about getting six. We're not going to be able to drink them all before we leave. You know, whatever.
Jesus, Rich.
Just get the six.
Jesus, just buy the fucking six.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes. So he did buy the six. Then that night, we're in the room. I say, can I get a water? He goes, just share some of mine. Like, he...
Well, because...
You see how crazy he is? Like,
no.
he doesn't want... He thinks we're not going to use up all six, but then he still wouldn't let me have my own fucking drink.
Listen, I don't like to leave shit behind, okay? The thing is, I have to get a certain amount of water, because at night, I, you know, for my Citracel. So, okay, Metamucil's too strong. So, and
it's fucked up. It's so fucked up. I never wanted to know you guys like this. I liked you guys before. This is just so fucking. This feels like a couple in the 1940s. Yeah, like your depression era, like war rations of fucking bottled water. Just let her have a water, Rich.
Well, a lot of the hotels, you could take your water bottles and go down to the gym.
Oh, see, what are you, 80?
You know, he's never let me order a movie to the room. Never.
Because... I'm not cheap. Listen to me. I want to explain something to you. No, I'll go out and spend fucking $500 on dinner or just go buy whatever. You know, she says, get me clothes. This. Believe you me, I got a Gucci wallet and two Rolexes. I know, just fucking around. Okay.
But, all his low class came out in that moment. He's been doing that ever since I've known him. All you have to do is like, Rich, what is that shirt? Levi? Oh, it's Gucci. He's like pulling out the tag. Like that gives him some sort of status.
I overheard him telling some industry that he gives his like Gucci clothes and his designer clothing to Salvation Army so that homeless people can have it.
Well, because I don't want to throw it out, so you do something nice.
It doesn't trickle down to the homeless people. The people sorting will take it.
Oh, it's so dangerous.
But also, they just sell it, don't they, and then give the money, supposedly?
The yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he's, like, excited. He thinks, like, he's going to give some homeless guy some extra, like, confidence. By...
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, I'll spend money. I'm telling you, Adam, it doesn't...
He'll spend it on himself, not on his wife. Yeah. That's what he's saying. I'll buy his shirt...
No,
he's flip flopping.
I know. I just bought her a
take
card.
Take them as they come here, people.
The other day, you know what? I was getting a tattoo. I said, "Fuck it, that's a little selfish." And I said, I went and just bought her a car out of nowhere. After that, that's what I do. That's what I do. And I bought, you know what I mean? And then I got the car home. It's a BMW. It's a 3 Series 328. This is what she said: no power seats. No fucking power seats.
I didn't say it like that. I was like really actually asking, like, oh, is there a power seat? Am I getting this wrong? Where's the thing?
No, and then you, oh, is there also no Bluetooth? Okay. So, you know, I spend on her and I take care of her. You know, I'm raising three kids. I'm spending money all over, but I don't want to fucking just buy shit and leave it behind. It's maybe some kind of shit in my, it's not about the $3 or $4. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't leave it.
No,
well, I'm going to leave.
It makes sense. You bought six. You said, don't buy six. We're going to have too many. Then you had six. Then you're drinking one. You're worried you're not going to finish. And then she wanted her own water and you said, have the rest of mine. That's why it didn't make sense. I know you're not good at math, but believe me, what I just said. You've never had a more adorable look on your face. He was like,
I know, it was like
trying to figure that out. It was fucking simple math. It was basically
like going to throw a ball at a dog and then like put it behind your back. And then like, that's what he looked like. Watching him talk to industry is horrifying because this happened a couple of things last night. Like I heard him go like, who's Jenny Slate? And then what's Reno 911? You know, and I heard him, I swear to God, go, what's Vine? And right? Like, and then you're like, well, I don't get why people don't think I'm like, you know.
You know, I'm old school. What the fuck? Oh, I'm going to all of a sudden... Listen,
what's Vine?
I kind of know. It's like 6 seconds or something, right? You send a video out for 6 seconds?
Sure.
Yeah, big deal. What the fuck?
Big deal.
Oh, look at, I'm funny, 6 seconds, woo!
So, but I do have a pro. I do have a pro of being at a comedy festival with Rich Voss, which is you have been killing in the elevators.
Oh, fuck.
He really has. He's been killing in the elevators. It's awkward because you don't know how it's going to go. But we walked in once. It was a very crowded elevator. And we squeezed in. And Rich goes, ooh, this is awkward. And someone from the back went, not for me. And Rich goes, oh, no, because I'm the only headliner. And I got a pretty big laugh.
Yeah, I always loved those lines. Yeah. First time I met him, I met you at Nick's Comedy Stop in Boston. You came walking up, I said, hey, I'm Bill Burr, I'm also a comedian. He goes, oh, how long have you been doing it? I said, I've been doing it like 2 years. He goes, oh, great, go get me a coffee.
I also said that to Chappelle. Look where I am. Yeah, at fucking Knicks. Remember how packed that was? It was a room in Boston.
Still exists.
What Knicks does?
Yep.
That was the fucking place to work in Boston, man. Fucking 7 shows a night upstairs. Now, that was my dream to work. But when I was working in Boston, I was a crack addict then. So I would stay at like the Milner Hotel. Remember that behind? Oh, the hotel behind the Comedy Connection?
Yeah.
The Biltmer or the Milner?
No, it was shady.
It was fucking horrible. And it was just such a horrible part of my life. And that's when I got clean, right after I worked Boston, is when I... went into rehab.
You seemed fine when I met you.
I wasn't doing crack before the show.
You didn't have the long jerry curl or whatever, that wrestling hair that you had. It wasn't that.
I don't know what I had long.
I know this sounds weird, but I swear to God, I saw a video of him with the... What show was that?
That Rascals Comedy Hour.
Rascals Comedy Hour. And I know he looks absurd, but it was so sexy. He was so sexy because he had so much confidence for the way he looked. You know what I mean? Like, do you know that phenomenon where you're like, oh, like that guy?
Oh, man, let me tell you, I was tapping bitches right and left back then.
I bet
then.
You were with that confidence. Well, Jesus.
I don't know what
where
it was.
Where is it now? Well, don't drink my water. I mean, it's
because
not
the same. You fucking beaten everything out of me. You know, it's just, I don't know. I just want to play golf.
Well, you were pretty funny in the hotel today.
Where?
When you put a bunch of peanut butter on a banana.
Oh,
you
go, that's gross. That's a dick joke. Don't say that.
That's what a gay guy's dick looks like after sex.
And then I took the whole thing in my mouth. Excuse me, are you two having any fun? Do you understand any of this? Okay, are you from Canada, Montreal? Oh, okay.
And you're married. How long have you been married?
How long?
38 years.
No.
It's crazy. You never got life insurance? What is the secret, do you think, to... Okay, so that... Other than that, what do you think we can do? It's nice. Did you learn anything? Not to be like us? I swear to God, I get a lot of tweets after podcasts where people are like, I hugged my wife. We're doing a lot.
There is some sort of vibe that you're left with when you do this show. I could tell you that. I don't know.
What are you feeling right now?
Uncomfortable, sad. I know you love each other.
I know
you're going to be all right.
We do.
Rich, I wish you would relax and just enjoy all the wonderful things that are happening to you.
Listen, I can't be any happier right now.
That's so sad to me.
That is so sad.
No, I'm fucking in a good place right now.
You golf, you tell jokes for a living, you're fucking killing it.
I'm fucking happy.
You're not happy.
I am fucking miserable.
No,
there's a difference between being happy and a little stressed. There's a big difference.
Okay.
I am happy, but I'm a little stressed from just a lot of obligations and responsibility. That's all. But I can really win. I'll tell you the truth. Is he a good story? But Bonnie threw a surprise party for me a couple weeks ago for my birthday. And it was, you know, there was a lot of people there. I was really surprised. And my six-year-old was standing there in her party dress. And the smile on her face, like she put this together, you know, and her daddy walked in and couldn't have made me any happier in fucking life. I was as happy as I'd been in years to see the smile. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're
saying. So, yes, there's a lot of happiness, but this business is a stressful business. So I'm happy with stress, okay? And you would have thought the six-year-old story would have got maybe nothing, okay? Not a fucking thing. Okay, they've been married 38 years, that fucking hacky Doc, oh, clap, good for you, 38 years. I talked about loving my daughter more than anything in the world, and they stared at me like I was some kind of fucking creep. Fuck them.
He is pretty needy. Maybe you could have told it a little better. I think you got nervous when you told and you rushed through it. You rushed through it.
Oh, okay.
So next time you do okay. whatever, listen, don't get defensive.
Good thing he's not your wife. That's a little bit needly, you know, not being exactly supportive there.
I'm supporting the crowd, aren't I? He just shit on the fucking crowd.
I don't give a fuck.
We actually
first base.
Usually we take questions from the audience, and I think now would be a good time to do that.
Billy, you said you had to be out at 5:30, or
5:30? But he's picking me up at 5:40. I've switched where he's picking me up, so I'm good.
Oh, you got some time?
Yeah, I got some time.
Hold on, we have a question.
Not a question. I just want to say I was at that birthday party, and you were early. You were at the birthday party.
Yes, he was. And that's right.
I was shocked, but did he know? It's a surprise. He came very early. The guest of honor makes it.
You just basically snitched, and you know snitches get stitches, okay?
What do you mean he snitched? The truth is that we did get there very early. I said that I was that I had a coupon for a restaurant in New York because I knew he would appreciate that. And
that's part of the birthday,
yes,
right? I'm taking you out to dinner, and I have a coupon,
yeah,
Rich.
So I know he wouldn't like...
How about the coupon of hula hands?
Yeah, because he wouldn't like... Normally, he would just change the venue constantly. So I knew if I had a coupon, he'd know he had to go there. So we got there
that's
early.
Brilliant.
We parked early, and then I had to figure out a way to... So I said, the restaurant's very busy. You know, I don't think we should go there. Then the coupon, it says, don't go there before you die. And I said, why don't we go get a drink first? And he goes, but you get two free drinks with a coupon, don't you? Why would you get it? So, so thank you for coming.
See, let me tell you, after she threw this party, I mean, I love her, but I'm saying this is, what other wife would do this? I mean, she got free cake.
A lot of people.
It was a good party, yeah. Rock didn't show up.
Judy Gold.
Oh.
Jew. Oh, I know. It's like giving everyone a bad name. Any other questions? Do we have any?
Okay. Oh, excuse me.
You get all the stuff out on the podcast, so at home you have a lovey-dovey situation, and your kids don't think you ever argue, or do they listen to the podcast?
No, this is it all the time. Constant. You could put a microphone in there anytime, you'd be getting the same thing.
No, there's sometimes. Yeah, we always go on.
Let your kids hear the podcast.
What's that?
You let your kids hear the podcast.
Well, first of all, my older daughters are 24 and 21, so I really lost control of what they do. The 7-year-old usually. What? Who is he really out cold sleeping?
Please take a picture, and that be the picture for this episode.
Yeah, go get it. You got it, your camera? All right, hold on.
I thought he like went back to his
room. How many fanny packs do you have, Jeffrey?
I know he's got.
Hold on, this after the picture, then we'll get to you because this is a big moment.
All right, stop looking. He's gonna wake up.
Okay, hold on.
Well, because absence of sound will make someone wake up.
Look at that. Look at the guy. Look at, he's drooling more than me. What are you?
He's dead.
There you go.
Well, hold on. What's your name, sir?
Frank.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful.
I didn't hear Jim Norton's State of the Union speech, but I heard he spoke about the apology culture in comedy.
Yeah. This is really a relationship show, sir. Okay, maybe you should go to the fucking apology show.
I actually don't think it... I feel like it doesn't affect me, like, in any way. I would never...
Where our careers aren't big
exactly.
enough where we have to apologize.
Yeah, they only get offended by people that have, like, TV shows and
yes.
movie careers, so
yeah.
they can attach it to something. You know, you try to attach it to us, it's kind of like thin air.
Yeah.
It just sort of drops into nothing.
Yeah.
But I would probably just apologize anyway. I mean, I would just... I wouldn't care. I'd just be like, oh, sorry. I mean, I'm Canadian. I apologize all the time anyway, so, I mean...
Bonnie's a people pleaser, too.
It's not that. It's just, like, just to get rid of the... Like, I don't know how... I don't know.
It depends, you know.
I would stand up like, whoa, and time just after, I'm sorry.
After shows, I've apologized to people personally. Like if they email me, because I don't go on stage wanting somebody to leave upset, you know. And there's been times, like maybe two or three, where someone emailed, hey, and I go, look, you know, you ruined our anniversary. And, you know. So I'll go, hey, look, there's the next year. But I have apologized personally, but I'm not publicly. I mean, what the fuck?
Maybe Anthony should have apologized?
Well, you know what? That's not my concern. Anthony, first of all, is worth millions of dollars. I don't give a fuck what Anthony does. I went in the second day he was not there, and I said, let's get this audition going. Okay? And people, I sat right in his chair, and people go, what are you sitting in Anthony's chair? No, Anthony's chair now is in Long Island, okay? It's not that serious anymore. So, listen, that's not my concern. If I did what Anthony did, they'd be trashing me for 2 weeks fucking straight on radio, okay? Hey, you know, whatever he does, he does. I know, I'm a big act.
Lynn Coplitz.
Okay, I just have to say, like, from being around you guys all the time, like, there's always a lot of love in your bickering. Like, it always feels like there's a lot of love.
People say that all the time, and I think they're mistaking, like, familiarity with love. But anyway.
Someone's been around you, and it always feels like you've got each other's back. But I'm curious, especially when you've been on the road together, have you ever had a real fight? Were you on the road where you had a fight, and it trickled into the act?
Well, we pulled out of our driveway the other night and had a big one. We've had fights back in the day. Like I said, after the shows, we had big fights. Never really before them, did we, when we worked together? After the
You know what we had a fight about when I was opening for Rich, and I would say that audience was dumb or something like that, because I wouldn't do well, and then he would do really well, and then he would get mad that I was basically saying his act. In his mind, he thought I was saying his act was dumb. I would never say aloud. I felt bad for myself because I did shitty. I was trying to, you know, justify it in my own mind, but he could never be like, he would just be like, yeah, well, you're shitty. You know, you got to get better. And then
I didn't say it like that. We've helped each other out throughout our careers. Bonnie is without a doubt one of the best writers and the most brilliant, director. I mean, she is brilliant. And on stage in the beginning, you know, my audience, they were creeps. And now I remember the first day she got such, she stood on stage, like, I don't know where, turned around, and she put her foot on the front table, like, now I got this. Remember that, when you put your foot on the table, like, I'm not nervous anymore? And, you know, she, whatever. What the fuck? I've been behind her all the way. Oh, God. What the fuck? I got to pretend I like her.
Okay, two more questions, then we'll wrap this up. Right? We've done enough time.
Two more?
Oh. Go ahead, sir.
How and where did you meet?
Well, there's a lot of different versions depending on what publication we're talking to. But the truth is that I met him at the Comedy Cellar. I had seen him on Last Comic Standing. I didn't like him. Like everyone else that's ever met Rich, they hate him to begin with, and then at some point they know he's not going to change, so they just give in, I guess, right? I don't know how to explain it. Did you hate him when you first met him?
No, I thought he was funny. He told me to get him a cup of coffee, and I thought he was breaking balls, and that's what everybody did when I was growing up, so I thought he was cool. But I mean, it's different.
No, it doesn't help my story.
I answered it honestly. This is why we just don't get along. Not we don't get along, we just don't connect. You literally asked me a question.
I'm joking.
I answered it honestly.
My response to that was to be humorous. Is that something you don't?
Maybe I don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. We don't. And I'm not saying.
Yeah, no.
I'm not funny. I'm not saying you're not funny. We just literally. I don't want to just be awful, but we just fucking... I don't know what it is.
I felt like that from...
You know how many times you've said something and I've responded back and you've just gone like, ugh, like... And I'm always just like, fuck, I missed it again. I mean, just... I can't fucking... We just don't fucking connect. I actually had anxiety about doing this. I was talking to somebody out there. I was like, I got to do that fucking Bonnie and Rich thing. And like, I like it. I think it's funny. I think it's funny too. And I literally said, I literally told the guy that story. I go, every time I fucking seem to say something to her, she's like, no. I have that with Colin. Me and Colin, same thing. I never fucking link. He'll say something, and then I go to respond back. He's like, ah, you idiot. No, fuck it.
Well, just the
just
fact...
like, I don't understand it.
Just the fact that you understood what Colin said is good enough right there.
Yeah, that's probably part of the problem. All right, well, thank you for sharing that. Oh, so I mean, it's a long story, but I met him at the Comedy Cellar, and then he was on a date. He told me that right away. He said, I'd hit on you, but I'm on a date. And then...
with a hairdresser from The View.
And then... a couple nights later, he tracked me down, and he ate me out in his car. How proud he is of that.
Huh?
Really happy. Oh,
we were having sex. I remember one time
we were having sex.
Well, we were in L.A. and Bonnie was like, you can't tell anybody about this, our relationship. She goes, we got to keep this a secret. Well, it just kind of fucks up your self-esteem a little. And then we're in the car and some guy pulls up and yells, hey, Voss. And she got all nervous that guy was going to start fucking spreading the rumor that me and her are fucking. But DePaulo was the first one on Tough Crowd to come out and say that.
Are you guys fucking?
That are we fucking or something or, you know. And then, you know, next thing you know, fucking a kid.
You got to end on that, dude. That's perfect, man.
Anyhow, listen.
Thank you so much for
coming
out, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Awesome. Bill,
thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. You look great. Right. August 26th, Women Aren't Funny on iTunes.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.